You're listening to a special podcast produced by UMFM 101.5 in partnership with the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Running Thursday, July 11th through Sunday, July 14th at picturesque Birdsill Park, Winnipeg Folk Festival is a celebration of people and music that has been one of North America's premier outdoor music festivals for over 40 years. I'm Michael Ells, host of Thank God It's Free Range, and this episode spotlights Finnick. Finnick is an emerging artist from Minnesota who released her debut album, Where Could We Go, last year, and recently followed it up with a new single called Out to Sea. Finnick played the Winnipeg Folk Festival as part of the Young Performers Program last summer and returns to the program this year. For the full lineup, a complete list of set times, to purchase tickets, and for more information on the Winnipeg Folk Festival, visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca.
Alrighty. This is my song, Captain Tory. Gather around and listen closely. I know a tale you won't forget. You've heard the name of Captain Tory. Well, this begins the day we met. We were both young and full of wonder. Never knew what was coming next. Wandering round, we found each other, falling face down onto the deck. Brushed out the dust, she took my hand. I shook as she told me of her name. That was before the sword, the title. That was before the gold, the fame. Don't you know there's a million different ways you can take until it's gone? Break apart the very thing you sought. Don't you know there's a million different ways you can take it too far? Break until you're nothing but a song. Lay on to sea and lost a victory. Waving goodbye, I stood at the pier. Friends of foe and proud to ruthless, who I once knew had disappeared. Youth can fill you with ambitious fantasies, and you can try to reach them, but it may take more than what you deemed. Is there a line that you can draw not to cross? And will you keep that promise, or be the first who did not? Don't you know there's a million different ways you can take until it's gone? Break apart the very thing you sought. Don't you know there's a million different ways you can take it too far? Break until you're nothing but a song. Every ship must eventually sink, and everything you fought for, everything you took will be in vain. And when you fall, you'll regret the things you had, 'cause it was never really yours. It was never gonna make it to the end. Beware the Beast. They've got scales that shine brighter than the richest riches that you've ever known. Their piercing gaze will hunt you down. Don't blink, don't breathe, don't make a sound. Beware the beast who roams this land. And to the luckiest survivors, there are. Sapphires,
All right. We adjourned in the studio for this episode of Festival Express, a rare in-person interview. Josie, a.k.a. Finnick, welcome.
Thanks.
You came up last year from Minnesota, mm-hmm. and did the Young Performers at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. So I kind of want to start with what your experience was last year.
It was really fun. I thought it was a really cool experience. I don't think I've ever played a festival. I don't think I had ever played a festival before that. So just that alone was a new experience. But also, like, they have a mentor day mm-hmm. beforehand. And it was really cool, like, having a day to just, like, meet the people we were playing with and talk to other, like, local musicians and young artists. It was really fun.
Had you ever been involved with, like, a mentorship day experience before?
I haven't. So that's a unique part of it.
What did you get out of that? Or, like, can you pinpoint what you got out of that?
I mean, I think because a lot of the artists there are from Canada. A lot of the advice was, like, Canada-specific, but mm-hmm. I think it was still useful just to, like, talk about what you do with music. And, like, last year my mentor was Chris Ulrich, and just sort of, like, talking about, like, all the bands he plays in and stuff, it's, like, there are a lot of ways to be a part of music, which I think is always just nice to talk about, because there's always a way to be involved in music, even if you're not, like, a big superstar or...
Yeah, like, he's obviously recently released his own music under his own name, but he's yeah. been known as kind of like a sideman or like a session musician for ages.
Yeah.
And is that something you had, like, even considered before talking to him, or had you kind of...
I feel like I'm not...
You're the person in the middle of the stage?
Yeah. I feel like I'm not usually... Well, I feel like I'm not really skilled enough at any instrument to be a, a session musician or anything like that, because... I don't know. From all the musicians I've met, they're always so talented, and I usually am just doing accompaniment. But I do think it's just nice to know, like, everyone is everywhere doing music.
Sure.
And yeah, I don't know what else to say.
So why Finnick? Like, why did you not record under your own name?
Well, Finnick was derived from my full name, Josephine Hasnick. It's like the end of both names, Finn and Nick.
Mm.
And I don't know, I just thought it sounded nice. And I guess I didn't want to use my own name just because, I don't know, I feel like I like the idea that, like, it's more of a concept and an idea than just, like, a single person, because, like, it's a group effort. There's a lot of people involved, and I kind of like that not having my name as the label is just, like, it doesn't limit it to just, like, me.
So it was more about what it could contain than the fact that, it, like, it didn't limit you to just, like, being you on stage?
Yeah, I guess. I also just, I feel like Josie is... It's a cute name, but I feel like I already know so many people who, like, have names that sound so similar to that, that are, like, artists or, like, musicians. So I was just like, I feel like I shouldn't do that.
For sure. So after the Folk Fest last year, like, you were like, I want to come back. This was a great experience.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really fun. We applied again. And it's funny because we kept saying... Oh, yeah, when we go to, like, Winnipeg Folk Festival this year, before we even knew we were accepted. So it's just like, yeah, like, hopefully they let us back in. Which, you know, now we actually know for sure. And, yeah, it was just a really fun experience, and I'm excited to be coming back.
It's been a big year, like, in between. So, like, you basically had just a couple songs around the time of Folk Fest, then the album comes out, and now you've released some more songs, and you're now recording a second album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you find time?
Well, the summer is going to be nice, because I won't have school. Just which is always kind of gets in the way of a lot of things because it takes up the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just like weekends after school, I tend to not do homework at home. I just like keep it at school. So usually when I am home, it's just me time.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it easier to like have the time to do music and stuff. It definitely does like take up a lot of my time, but I don't mind because it's fun.
Is it like kind of self-imposed? Like are you kind of like, I'm going to work on music?
Yeah.
That's coming from within?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I like writing music and I like writing stories. Even if they're not like specifically about myself, I like storytelling and I think it's fun to create things and use my imagination, I guess.
Are you a reader?
I read a little. I wish I read more, but I'm such a slow reader that a lot of times I get bored really fast. But I like the idea of reading, of being a reader.
I was just curious because like, there's a lot of storytelling going on in your songs, and mm-hmm. a lot of storytellers I know are also voracious readers, and I was curious if it came from that or you just have a lot of stories internally then, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I watch a lot of stuff about books and like movies and TV shows, so I think if anything, like I get it from that. It's like, because like I still like know the stories, I just
sure
don't read them.
So the nautical theme on the most recent songs.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I just think mermaids and pirates are really cool. I think they're awesome, and I wanted to write songs about them.
Do you, like, purposely set goals like that? Like I want to write about a specific thing?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, that would be, like, a cool concept for a song. I should write about that. And then it sort of, like, builds around that idea. And, like, with these two singles, obviously, the theme was pirates and mermaids and stuff, and I like that sort of thing, and so I wrote about it.
Sure enough, yeah. So what's your songwriting process like? Like, do you think of a concept and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna frame out kind of what the story is and then write lyrics to it, or are you kind of like, do you just kind of have like stray lyrics that kind of come into your head and then you write them down and you're like, what can I piece together?
I mean, it's a little bit of both, honestly. I think it happens, I mean, I feel like everyone says this, but it happens different every time. Sometimes it is like I like have an idea that I want to write about, and I'll like sit down and like figure something out. But other times it's like I think of a cool line that I want to like continue like working on, or I come up even with like a cool musical part that I like and want to like put lyrics to that. And like a lot of the times I start writing lyrics and I don't exactly know what it's about yet, and then I have to like take a break and like figure out what it's going to be about so I can finish the rest of the lyrics and it's still in theme.
So it's kind of unknown to you what you're writing about for a while?
Sometimes, yeah.
You said working on, like, what's your work process? Like, do you write lyrics? Do you, like, set time aside to be like, this is when I'm writing lyrics? Or are you playing songs, just messing around on the guitar and then coming up with melodies and then, you know, looking through your notes to be like, what fits with this?
Yeah, I mean, I think usually when I'm writing songs, it's just because I'm bored and I just end up in my room and like mess around on the guitar, and that's when I'll like be like, okay, what are some of like these cool ideas that I thought would be fun to work on, and maybe work on that for a while. But sometimes I am like, okay, I gotta finish this song because it's been way too long, and I like have to sit down and finish it.
Do you ever abandon songs?
Sometimes. Sometimes when it's like a really small idea and me, I think it's cool, but it's just like, I it's kind of a very contained idea. I just sort of leave it alone because it's like, it was nice while it lasted. Bye-bye.
How did you get started songwriting?
I got started in the pandemic. Like usual, I was bored out of my mind. Didn't really have anything else to do. And the first song I actually wrote was Big Ol' Mansion, which is on my album, Where Could We Go? And I was like, oh, that was, like, fun. Hey, friends, like, what do you think of this song? And they're like, oh, that's, like, actually not terrible. So it's like, okay, maybe I'll keep writing songs. And it was a lot of fun. And then when the pandemic started, like, getting lifted and everything, we started playing out and just meeting other musicians, and it was a lot of fun. So I just thought, might as well keep with it.
Do you enjoy the songwriting or the performing more, or are they both kind of equivalent for you?
I think I really enjoy songwriting a lot. It's probably my favorite part, but I also really love performing. I always feel tired when I'm like actually going out to a place, but then once I start playing, it's like, what? I can forget all about it. So there's definitely like a balance, but I like them both.
So you're about to record the second record.
Mm-hmm.
What did you take away from the experience of recording the first record that you're bringing to this new one?
I think a lot of what I'm trying to think more about this time is like production stuff and like other instruments and the general sound, and how to be more like efficient with my time. Now that I know more about like what I'm doing and what the process is like, I'm excited to just be able to make a fuller sound this time with the songs.
So assuming with a band then?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be working with some studio musicians that one of them I know from playing is Taylor James Donsky. He played on the two singles, and he's also going to be helping on the record. So that'll be fun. But we're also having, like, studio musicians come in and stuff and collaborate. And obviously that part doesn't leave too much room for, like, planning. But I feel like I'll be able to come up with enough stuff, like, on my own time of, like, ideas that we'll be able to sort of piece together the building blocks.
So do you hear full band songs in your head when you're writing them, or is that something that comes out after you've kind of written kind of like the central melody and the lyrics?
I don't usually think of like specific parts, but I think usually when I'm writing a song, there is sort of like a vibe of like what, like how loud I want it to be, or like where I want things to be fuller or softer, or like where there's going to be a break. And I think that helps inform me a little bit more of like what type of song it's going to be. And usually when I'm writing that, it's like I don't have a type of song in mind when I start writing, but then if it's like a little more like mellow, then maybe that's the type of song it's going to be. Or if there's like a louder chorus or like it's more upbeat, I feel like that just kind of like helps clue in like what type of instrumentation is going to be in it.
Sure. So the timing wise, Folk Fest and then recording the second record, are you like kind of road testing new songs for the new record on like the stage? Or
I mean, I have been for a while, because I mean, usually when I play out, the set time is like 2 hours or so. Mm-hmm. And my release music is not long enough to fill that time. So for a while now, I've had a lot of the songs that are going to be on the new record and been playing them. So that's been kind of fun. But I think now at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, I'm going to have my two friends who play bass and drums play with me. So we'll be able to also play it with a band, which I don't usually do with most of my songs. So that'll be exciting.
All right. So we got you to play a couple live tracks. We're going to close with another live track. Maybe you can tell us about this one.
Yeah, this song is called How to Lose You. It's going to be on the new album. And This one is sort of about sort of like seeing someone and being like, oh, that would be cool if we met and talked and stuff, but it doesn't really matter because we've never interacted before, and now I don't even see you around anymore. So it's kind of dramatic for that concept, because I feel like the chorus is so like no, like this is awful. It's kind of an over exaggeration, but that's kind of where it stemmed from.
Minnesota's part of the Midwest, so there's a long tradition of Midwest emo, you know.
Like, yeah.
There's some heavy feelings in this area.
Yeah.
Well, Josie, thanks very much for coming in and joining us live on Festival Express and playing some songs.
Thank you for having me.
Keep thinking up ways of how to see you again, 'cause I really didn't want things to end, but it seems like the stars are not aligned. I cannot sleep, and I will not fall behind.
I'm Michael Elves, and you've been listening to a special podcast spotlighting Finnick, who will be appearing as part of the Young Performers Program at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. To hear more featured artists, visit umfm.com, and be sure to visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca to get tickets to this great event running July 11th through 14th at Birds Hill Park.